Yes, please.
Secretary of War, it's Palmer.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Your name, letter.
I have Secretary Worth on the line.
Hello?
Wait a minute. I thought he was still on.
That's all right.
Mrs. Boozer speaking.
I have Secretary Worth. Should I put it on one?
Hi, Mr. President. Can you get me up any kind of statement where I'm directing somebody to do something for South Bend and look into it? And
sure.
Study or something? They're just giving me hell because they say I'm silent and everybody's working on it themselves, but I'm the only one that's running for office and they haven't heard from me.
Okay,
so
get me
up something in the morning that I can issue.
What time are you leaving?
I'm leaving 9:30.
I'll get somebody on it right away.
Just get them where I can say what I'm doing. I'm directing the following agencies to do the following things.
All right.
I'm contacting the following companies and asking them to look into the facilities and get something so they can feel that I'm just not oblivious to their problem.
You want the best we can get you at 9:30 or the best we can get you by noon?
Best you can get me by noon, I'll be on a plane and you can just turn it over to the White House press office and clear it with me by telephone.
Very good, will do.
I'm going to Bill Green's funeral in Philadelphia, yeah. And I'll be on a plane for Texas at 12.
Very good.
Just get something that you got plenty of time.
I'll
try to get some substance in it and try to get somebody to work on it. And if necessary, contact General Motors or Ford or American or somebody else, see if they can use the facilities.
Yeah.
Get here to go in and see what they can do.
Well,
just do anything that you can think of that's imaginative so that these folks will quit calling me and saying, Hartke and the rest of them, that everybody's interested in it except me.
Well,
and they tell me the Linton Industries is a possibility.
That's right.
I talked to McNamara about that, but talk to Patrick McNamara's out of town and see if he's got any suggestions.
Well, there is a lot done on it, and there's no reason in the world why it can't be put in a form which ties you in. In fact, I thought, they asked me about this 2 days ago, I thought they were putting up such a statement.
Oh, they've done nothing. I don't want to do is catch hell. So you help me get off the spot, partner.
We'll do, we'll have for you by noon the best.
I hope we're talking about leaving. I think that's a mistake. I wish you'd talk to him.
Well, I'll be glad to. I just haven't felt quite...
Well, he wants to go back to... He says his wife's out there and he's losing money, and I just think it'd be a bad mistake for me to lose one of the best negroes I got, and I don't know who I'd replace him with anyway. I wish you'd talk to him, and I'll talk to you when I get back Christmas.
I'll be very glad to.
Tell him that all of us are working to sacrifice. Tell him you can make 100,000 a year practicing law.
Is he...
You're not down here for your health. Okay.
Has he got a short fuse on his plans, or how much?
No, he just says that he wrote me a note about 2 months before his president, said he wants to get back. His wife teaches school, and he's making twice as much practicing law. He's been here for 2 years, and he just doesn't think he ought to sacrifice anymore. But I'm sacrificing, too, and I'd like to get out of my job. But I just think he ought to get in there, and we ought to rejuvenate that thing.
Yeah, I think that if we could sit down with George Reedy or Abe or whoever you say, the best thing I could do for Hobart would be to give him a little clearer idea, just of direction and so forth.
Well, sit down with George Reedy. You call George Reedy tomorrow and tell him I want you to talk to him and you all agree on it, and then you come Hobart in and inspire him a little bit. Tell him that he's going to be Pope or something.
That's the way to approach him.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, have a good one.
My friend, I appreciate all you do for me, and I thought your contribution was excellent this afternoon, and I want you to know that I'm grateful for it.
I hope you have the holiday you deserve, sir.
I'm just doing my best, but I'm still signing mail at my desk.
I know. I hope it'll be important to all of us, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
Take a few days.
Well, you're mighty important to me, and I appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.